Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel, Scooter Vacations, or David's Vacation Club Rental. You can contact any of our fine sponsors at our website at www.mainstreetmemories.com. And now on with the show. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. Hey, Dan, how you doing today?
Good, Doug. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Pull up a stool, buddy. I got orange juice for you this morning. Is that good? You like orange juice, Dan?
OJ is always nice in the morning. Absolutely. Reminds me of Florida.
Yeah, I like the reminder of Florida, but I'm a tomato juice guy, so I got me a tomato. I thought you liked orange. I didn't put no vodka in it.
Oh, okay.
We're being good today. So how's your week going, Dan?
Not too bad. We had a monumental last couple days, and having to do with our podcast and stuff, and feeling good about it. We finally got back up on iTunes, and we changed podcast directories, so we're on Podbean now, so everything's good.
Yeah, guys, hop over and search WDW Main Street on Podbean, and you'll find us there. We cut out the magical memories because we had to. We had a problem with a quick blogcast that had to change everything, which you guys have probably heard us crying on Twitter and everywhere else. But we finally got it straightened out. We streamlined the name. But if you still look us up, we're still WDW Magical Main Street Memories on our website. And then you can get, if you hit the podcast, it'll take you right to Podbean. All of our shows are going to be up there. I'm going to start another thing back up in a few weeks after we get things rolling again. It might even be this week if things go smooth. I'm going to start throwbacks Thursdays. I'm going to call and throw up some older shows just so other people can catch up who haven't listened to the shows, or new listeners, if you know what I mean. You're happy with that, right, Dan?
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Podbean works great. We're giving free plugs here, but after what we dealt with WordPress and GoDaddy and all that, I mean, we're still with GoDaddy for our website, but WordPress was too complicated for me. You had it right, and you were still wrong.
Yeah, that's the reality of it. And, again, just a shout-out to our good friend 6Bits Kyle, who's a member of the Wonders of the World podcast. He gave us some technical advice and advice on different software programs, and kind of helped us see the light. And based on a conversation with him, we decided to make the jump to Podbean, which a lot of the well-known podcast hosts out of Podbean as well. So we're very happy with them, and now we hope we can just move forward and enjoy some Disney talk and not worry about all this technical stuff.
Yeah, thanks again, Kyle. I mean, what he basically did was is let us know we weren't nuts.
Wow.
Because we are nuts, but we weren't nuts in this instance. We had a working URL and everything else, but it wasn't working, and we were going nuts. And then he came on and looked at it, and he concurred. If you watch my cousin Vinny, I concur.
Yeah.
he let us know that we weren't insane, that this is just not working. And then he said he uses Podbean, and we were nervous because we didn't know how good it was. And then he said that, and we jumped right off the cliff and said we're done with WordPress and jumped on Podbean, and it's been downhill ever since. And thanks again.
Yeah, that worked out well. And for those of you that have dabbled in the podcasting or perhaps have your own show, you understand fully what we're saying, how frustrating it can be with different websites and trying to decipher code and different symbols that come up. And, you know, those of you that, you know, don't know anything about what we're talking about, we promise this is the last we're going to mention of going forward. And like I said, it's all good and all Disney from here on out.
Yep, it was a wonderful thing. We even got the new feed from Podbean that was perfect, that iTunes turned down the first time and accepted it the next day, the same exact feed. So you tell us.
Right. I don't know what happened there, but I think somebody manually accepted it, and whatever happened, and I'm just thankful that they reconsidered and we were able to get up on iTunes. So, again, if you go to iTunes, our new podcast name, if you will, is just WDW Main Street, all one word. You type that in and it should come up. You can subscribe, because if you subscribe to the old feed, you will need to resubscribe to be able to get our shows going forward. So sorry about that pain, but once you do that, you'll get all of our new content. And like Doug said, once he starts putting up the what did you call it? Flashback Thursday?
Throwback Thursdays,
excuse me. You know, you'll be able to get some of the older shows that may not be available in the library, at least right away. So Doug will hook you up with all that good stuff.
Yeah, make sure you guys please go over and subscribe to us at WDW Main Street and give us reviews, because we lost all of our reviews from our old site. It was really ugly, but it showed how determined we were to continue to do this. I mean, it was very disheartening after doing 101 shows that a company says it no longer exists and you can't transfer your feed. So it was kind of stunk, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So we're back up and running and we're very happy, and we're going to talk a little Disney. We got a little news to start off with, and then we'll move into our subject. So what's your latest news you got over there, Dan?
Looking at some stuff here, it looks like they're going to have a whole batch of Haunted Mansion merchandise that's going to be released at the Magic Kingdom this fall at some point. The only place I'm familiar with that they sold Haunted Mansion merchandise was in that little kiosk, I guess, wagon or whatever you want to call it, that was right to the left when you came off the attraction. By the looks of all this stuff, it looks like they're going to have a larger area. So I don't know if they're going to maybe carve out a space in the Emporium or whether they're going to have a bigger kiosk or something. But there's all kinds of stuff, anything from T-shirts to mugs to cell phone covers and almost anything else you can imagine. So with all the Haunted Mansion fans out there, I'm sure folks will be excited about new merchandise and a way to for Disney to pot you with your money a little bit more.
Well, if I'm happy they're going the route of, we've talked about this, that we love the idea of having more things towards resorts, rides, instead of, you know, it's nice to have more park attraction shirts, stuff like that, and different merchandise. Like, I think this might let you know that the store downtown that they tried worked, and maybe this is telling them to go more towards, you know, park stuff, more attraction stuff.
Yeah, I mean, attraction specific merchandise, they, you know, kind of get away from that in the last couple of years, but I think it is making a comeback, and you're right, Doug. I didn't even think of that, the success of all the tiki inspired merchandise they have at Disney Springs now. I think that is the root of this Haunted Mansion stuff, and if it is successful, which we all know it will be, given it's Haunted Mansion, hopefully we'll get some more and some other attractions, and, you know, who knows, maybe we'll get some Carousel of Progress merchandise, too.
Don't tempt me, Dan. The good thing is the Haunted Mansion is one of the few things, like, my wife loves the parks and all, but the one thing with my wife is she's not much of a, She ain't into souvenirs.
Right.
She's not much of grab everything and go. Like, I have to make her buy something a lot of times, which I'm not complaining to bring stuff home and all. And me, every year, I don't buy many things. Mine's more, I get a hat every year.
Yep.
You know, a collecting hat. I like Disney hats because I wear them to work and all. And she'll once in a while grab a pin here and there. So Haunted Mansion is one of the things that would make her buy a souvenir, because she loves the Haunted Mansion. That's one of her favorites.
Nice.
So, did you see the new photos over at the Polynesian DVC?
Yeah, I did look at them briefly this morning. It looks like those are the bungalows there continue to develop.
Dude, if I hit that big one, the 200 million mega ball, wouldn't it be nice to buy enough points to just live in that joint?
Yeah, it would. I don't know if they'd let you, but it'd be nice to try, that's for sure.
Oh, my goodness. It would be so nice. I would buy enough points to make sure I was there a few weeks a year.
Absolutely.
That, That is absolutely gorgeous. I love the idea of having to like the tiki huts out over the water.
Yeah, I think they have some kind of rule you can only stay so many consecutive days, but, you know, you'd maybe have to break it up and go over to the Animal Kingdom for a week or two and then go back to the poly.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what I told my wife. If we hit the big one, we'd spend a year there and just go from resort to resort, put all the money in the bank, and take a year to decide on what we want to do.
Yep.
And just let the interest pay for your vacation for the year. Wouldn't it be nice to wake up every morning reading the Orlando Sentinel out on the balcony of one of these resorts?
Oh, it would. It would. Yeah, it's funny you say that. Back in the day, I did this actually back in 97, 98 when we first started going down there. Back in the day before the internet was, you know, mainstream, if you will, I actually subscribed to the Orlando Sentinel, excuse me, and I used to get it like 5 or 6 days late because it'd send it like snail mail and then send it like third class. It was some sort of weird newspaper rate, but I used to like to look at it, to look at the real estate stuff and just keep in touch with what was going on down in Orlando. So those days are over now. Obviously, with the internet, you can hop on and pretty much read the whole paper right online, or any paper for that matter. But
all of our Twitter followers see I tweet out Orlando Sentinel stuff all the time. I have the app on my phone.
Yep, that's helpful and keeps you in touch with the major happenings down there in Orlando, Lake Buena Vista area. So that's a good feature.
I'll be honest with you, when I'm down there, I still grab the paper once or twice a week just to look through it, just to feel like I'm a Floridian, because that's my dreams, my hopes and dreams.
Yeah, and I can't tell you how many times at the store at Riverside, I grabbed the Sunday paper and then head out to the out to one of the tables and chairs outside and have a coffee and breakfast and read the paper. Just like at home, only doing it there, reading about Florida stuff, always seems more exciting.
Absolutely. And the expansion now is underway of Discovery Island at Disney Animal Kingdom. That's nice to hear that they're starting to work down there.
Yeah. I think we mentioned last week or on last week's show that the permits were pulled or somebody had gotten wind of that, and now it looks like, the actual work is going to start. So that's good,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, they're starting with the Disney Outfitters. The store is going to be expanded in bigger space, and new animal exhibits will be built. Cotton Top to Moran is expected to move into the new habitat once complete. So they're starting to move things around. I guess things are calming down now at the Magic Kingdom. Everything's done, and all their sights are going towards the Animal Kingdom now in full force.
Yep, Animal Kingdom and Disney Springs, the two things that actually have shovels in the ground at this point. And I think most of the stuff at the studios is all pretty much just rumors right now, although I think we're going to see some action over there fairly soon as well.
Absolutely. They got the paintbrushes flying at Epcot.
Right.
And then you got the studios. So I'll tell you what, they throw up a lot of that Frozen stuff quick, and it really, it's sticking. Everything they do over with Frozen is sold out or completely booked.
Right.
So that's been a major, major. I wonder when they're going to start filming for the new one, doing the digital work. They're probably already working on that, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, strike while the iron's hot, and, it'd probably take a year and a half to get it all, in the can, as they say. So, I would think they're working on it now.
And a good thing is that, just to throw it out real quick for our military, did you see Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resorts offer special ticket prices, room rates for U.S. military?
I did.
Yeah, it's going to be August 25th through September 30th. So if you're retired, active or retired, which is a main thing, because in some ways Disney the military resort, Shades of Green, it's only active, isn't it?
That is correct. I believe you have to be active or retired, but I know active for sure.
Yeah. So this is, this is a good thing. Anything we can do for our military is wonderful. So if anybody wants to go see Mickey Mouse, and they're giving you special rates if you're in our military, and God bless you for being in our military.
Yeah, no, well deserved, and like you said, it's great that they do that, and they can't do enough for those people.
Absolutely not. It's nice. It's even, like I tell people too, it's like over at the Swan and Dolphin. You know, they're not a sponsor of ours at all, even though we'd love them to be. They, year-round, they do special rates for teachers and medical and doctors and nurses. There's all different rates for different people that help out. So I think that's a good thing that they have that.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime a company can give back to the community and, you know, important people like that, nurses, doctors, teachers, military people, whatever it is, that's a good thing because those people, you know, go unappreciated at times. And it's nice to be able to, you know, offer them an affordable vacation to get away and unwind once in a while.
Well, it's nice when I'm booking a trip for one of my clients and I ask them, what do you do? And they say, I'm a police officer. And I could say, well, Swan and Dolphin offers rates, or you understand, if they're running a special at that time, it's nice. And or I'm a teacher. Oh, well, let me check the Swan and Dolphin. Have you ever stayed there? Even though I consider it more Disney than you are. You don't want to. I tell them, my buddy Dennis, if you see him, he's going to try to throw you off the bus. But just ignore him. He's angry.
Right,
if you
right.
see a little, if you see Lampy on his shirt or hat, just ignore that man because he could be angry. He won't let you on his boardwalk bus.
Get off my bus.
But I tell them, you got all this, you know, a lot of the same perks, blah, blah, blah. Let me check the room rates because sometimes they run really good deals there where you're staying in a deluxe compared to staying in a value for close to the same price sometimes of the year.
Right.
So it's nice to see the smile on your face when you're saving them money, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we're going to move in, Dan. The show this week, we're going to talk about some of the cues, and the reason we came up with it was me and you were talking off, you know, off air, and we were talking about going on the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and the reason this conversation came up, really, was because with me being an agent, and with me selling this house being sold that I'm doing with my client, that's how this trip is coming up. I'm not going to be able to book anything. Everything's going to be last minute. So I'm not going to have the fast passes 90 days out or 60 days out. My bad.
Right.
And I was talking about going over and trying to get in early to go on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. You're telling me I should still be able to get fast pass, which I hope you're right. But then I was thinking, if I do Fast Pass on Mine Train, I'm going to miss half the show. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, especially where it's the first time you're ever going on the attraction, I think it's important to go through the queue. I mean, everyone wants to run to the front of the line and get on the attraction and ride it. I do too, and I'm sure you do as well. But, you know, we've covered this over and over again. I mean, part of what makes Disney or separates Disney from the other theme parks is the queue lines and the effort that they put in to hide lights and cords and different things and giving you either an interactive queue or a queue line that either tells the story or adds to the story that you're about to see unfold when you get on the attraction. So, I mean, I would definitely recommend that you you know, maybe you can ride it twice and go on and go through the attraction and then, you know, get right back in line and go through the queue. Because a lot of times if you pay attention to the queue, it just adds so much to your enjoyment because, like I said, it tells a story or it might make something you see later on the attraction make some sense.
Well, that's the thing to me. I think that's all part of the story. I'm so looking forward to seeing all the different new technology that they have in the queue because I've seen some of the videos online. I don't know if you've watched them, but I YouTube. While we're taping the show, I have the flat screen with Disney rides playing in the background every time we tape a show.
Right, right.
And I enjoy that. And I've seen it, but even though you see it on video, it's still not the same as seeing it with your own eyes. You can only see so much even when somebody's filming it first person.
Exactly.
But just to see all the new technology, to see, like, it's crazy, but the little thing sitting in the corner, like on Spaceship Earth, I know it's not the queue, but the paper boy, like him being turned now bothers me. But, you know, there's just things on every ride, like when you're on Pirates going through the queue and you look through the little, the steel bars and the different things you see. It's all part of the ride to me, so I don't know, I hope my wife and my sister-in-law have the patience to sit in an 80-minute wait.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing. I mean, you know, myself, I mean, if I can avoid a line, I do. But generally speaking, it's on attractions that I've been on many, many times and have stood in the queue many, many times. I mean, you know, I can think of a couple like, you know, Expedition Everest or something like that. I mean, I've spent, you know, a couple hours cumulatively, I'm sure, in that queue line over the years, and I've looked at all the little pictures and the artifacts and the radio that's on and just all the things that, you know, either tell a story about the Yeti or you know, it's just so neat. And again, if you go on that attraction and bypass that and use a Fast Pass Plus, or, you know, back in the day when you had your paper Fast Pass, you pretty much avoid the whole queue line. Think you're only in it like for, you know, 10 or 20 feet at the end there before you get on the train. So you would miss all that and, you know, all that work that went into it, you know, with the Imagineers and Joe Rohde, you know, you'd never see it. You'd never appreciate it. And, you know, I guess some people don't appreciate that, and that's fine, too. I mean, to each his own. But, you know, they could have just built a big steel roller coaster there if they wanted with no queue line, and I suppose thrill junkies would be happy, but that wouldn't make me happy. I like the queue line and all that great stuff that they put in there.
Well, that was my argument with that ride all along, and I tell everybody that. If you just do Fast Pass forever, you're missing half the show. I mean, the roller coaster to me isn't, like, I've always complained, everybody who's listened to our show, has commented on our show, knows it. I was very disappointed with Everest. I loved the beauty of it. I mean, it's absolutely breathtaking. One of my screensavers is we doctored it, like, took it far away. It looks like I'm climbing the mountain.
Right.
My wife stood back, and I put my arms up like I'm climbing it. And it looks really good. It's one of our screensavers.
Right.
But I was disappointed because I wanted that to be more like the Mine Train, where you go through like Splash Mountain and the whole nine yards. Like, and if you don't go through that, you're missing all the fun. You don't know why you're being, who the Yeti is, what he is, you know, what the deal is of the whole backstory if you just do Fast Pass on that ride.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, again, just to stick to Animal Kingdom while we're there, but I mean, you know, even Kilimanjaro Safaris, I mean, watching those TVs and the videos when they talk about, you know, Harambe Wildlife Preserve and all that, they're telling a story, you know, and I know it used to be more tied to the poaching angle, but still, I mean, it kind of gears you up for what you're about to see, and sure, you're going to see animals, and we all know that, but the storyline that they had with, you know, looking out for the poachers and them trying to teach you about the animals and environmental issues, and they actually talk about the types of animals you're going to see, but tie it into the story. I mean, that's pretty neat, I think, anyways.
Well, it is. It's awesome. It gets you in the mood for that ride. It gets you in the right frame of mind to go on that. I mean, you know, it makes the setting. I mean, yeah, if you're sitting in an hour late, wait, yeah, that wouldn't be fun there because you're outside, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But they do have the fans and on there. But if you got a 20-minute wait or whatever, it don't really seem that long in that line because if it's 20 or under, I don't even worry about I didn't even worry about it because it was never 20. It was always 10.
Right.
And I enjoyed being in the line a little bit because it got you geared up for the trip.
Right.
Got you in the mood. It set the scene, and that's what it was. Everything's about a scene with Disney. It's about the feeling like you're a part of it. It's all a backstory.
Right. And then the, you know, the gentleman that does the video, you know, he's got the accent and, you know, all that stuff to me ties in together that makes it seem so realistic when you get on the attraction. I mean, again, you wouldn't think you're in Central Florida. You would think you were on Savannah and you know, Africa somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Even Splash Mountain has, to speak of another queue, it really gets you in the mood. You hear some of the music playing. But, like, when I was on my godson when he was 8, like, the anticipation of it, like, he was all, we'd wait the first 10 minutes, he's all talking. Yeah, we can't wait, yeah. Then as we're getting closer and closer, I got to go. He's telling us, we get almost to the front of the line, I got to go to the bathroom. I can't get on because now he's getting really, really nervous. And then I go to him, well, Jim, it's going to be so much faster for us to take the boat down than it would for you to walk down. And we got him on, and after it was over, he's like, yeah, let's do it again. And that's what's fun about it. It's the time you spent. Everything can't be a rush in the parks, and that's what I don't like with the way everything's going in a way. Everything's geared towards even in our everyday lives, everything's hurry up, get it done.
Right, right.
Yeah, and some of the things about that, it's nice to just hang out. I remember, do you remember the, because I haven't done it in a long time because we always get fast pass, but like at Soarin', don't you remember where they had the games where one side was against the other with the big screen?
Yeah, you'd flap your wings and you'd put your hands in the air and get the ball moving or something like that. It was like a team effort, or the group in front of the screen in your section. Yes.
Absolutely. And I remember doing that with me, my mother-in-law, my wife, my sister-in-law, all of us are down there. We're all doing it, and I can see it now. It makes me laugh. It was fun. Now, if we did Fast Pass, I wouldn't have that memory.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, that one in particular, I mean, yes, I did it a couple of times with the screens, like you're saying, but, you know, to me, that cue, I give him credit for at least trying something, because, as you know, that was just pretty much a long, boring concrete
Absolutely.
Hallway.
It was like looking at a wall. I felt like I was doing drywall work.
Right. So, yeah, at least having something up on the screen and some sort of interactive thing, as corny as it may be, if it distracts you and you have a few laughs with your family or the group you're traveling with, I guess it did its job. So I got to give them credit for that.
Yeah, that's why I said I haven't done I haven't done the standby line on Soarin' in forever, because my rule is if it's 20 minutes or less, I don't pull the fast pass. I'll go get another one and let them stand in line, and I'll run over and grab. I used to grab it for something else.
Right, right.
20 minutes means 10. You know that. And the thing of it is, then if it's only 10 minutes or so, I think the ride's funner doing more fun doing the queue
right.
than it is to not. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Let me ask you a question. So when you go on Haunted Mansion now, do you do the new queue area, or do you cut off and just stick to the regular old queue?
Well, we do the new – I like to look at everything. I do – we go back and forth, really.
Right.
You know, we do both. So okay. We usually do Haunted Mansion a couple times every visit.
Okay.
You know, because that's her ride.
So you switch it up, and one time you'll do the old version, one time you'll do the new version.
Exactly, and as you're speaking of that, that's one of the things I was talking about. I was actually talking to a Disney cast member, and he agreed with me, said he didn't even think about it when I was booking a reservation for a client.
Right.
Remember I told you this before, and I don't know if I said it on the air. I probably did, because I'm a big gab fest. But we're all gentlemen, especially if you're real gentlemen. I started to notice after a while that I always sat on the same side of every ride. And Brenda sat on the same side because I held her hand, I would let her on. And if you ride on opposite sides of the boat, like perfect example for Pirates, if you always ride on the left side, if she always rides on the left side because you let her in first and you're on the right, you miss stuff. Am I wrong?
No, not that you miss it, but it gives you a different perspective. I mean, obviously, you're not as close to the stuff on the left if you're on the right. But, you know, if you're on the left in Pirates, you're going to see the you know, you're going to get your first glimpse of the Johnny Depp pirate character. However, on the right-hand side, he comes up again shortly thereafter. But it's a different perspective, and obviously your eye is drawn to different things, like the, you know, dunking the mayor there in scene in Pirates. I mean, if you're on the right, you're almost right in front of the well there, if you will. So, yes, I would agree. You tend to focus on what's closest for you to look at. So if you always sit in the same area or the same location, I should say, in a ride vehicle, you probably do miss stuff, or at least not really enjoy it as much as you would if you were on the other side.
Well, there's so many rides that are that way, because you always tend to look to the side that has there's no block. You're looking at the most open view,
right.
Your clearest view. You're gonna always tend to look to the side that you're on.
Right.
It's just like on Ellen. You know, there's certain things that you don't see on that. And then like dinosaurs. If I always end up on the right side of the car, it seems like, and I get the Brontosaurus or whatever, T-Rex.
Right.
He's always screaming in my ear. So it always seems like it was always on my side. The one time I got it on her side, she jumped about 8 foot, and it was funny.
Yeah, because she had never been that close to it.
Exactly.
On the other side, right?
It was always me protecting her.
Right.
I still held her, if you understand what I'm saying. But it's just a point. Sometimes, and the same thing with Spaceship Earth. I always hold her hand and let her go into the car first.
Right.
She always sits to the right. I always sit to the left. Think about it. Did you, when you do Spaceship Earth, don't you always let your wife on first?
Yeah, I mean, whatever way we get on, we pretty much get on the same way. And usually she's first. And not usually, almost 99.9%
exactly.
of the time. It's just routine. So, you know, I get what you're saying. I mean, I don't even
sometimes
think about
it. No, and most people don't. I thought about it one time because she's leaning over trying to see what I'm seeing. The same thing with the Haunted Mansion. She's always on the right side of the buggy.
Right.
Especially with that track, it makes it hard because you want to let your wife on first. Because I'm sorry, I don't know how more elderly people don't get hurt on that ride.
On Haunted Mansion?
Yeah, with the way the track never stops.
Right.
My mother-in-law, really, we worry about getting her in the car every time.
Yeah, I mean, if you notice the cast members, you can tell that it's a point of emphasis because
yeah.
they really go out of their way to make sure the track's moving, make sure you walk, you know. Especially, you're right, if you're an elderly person or something and you stiffen up a bit while you're on the ride, it might take you a few steps to get the blood flowing and be able to, you know, be as mobile as you'd like. So, yeah, you're right. I could see where, you know, there could be could cause some issues, but like I said, the cast members are, if you think about it, they're always, when you get off that ride, they're right there telling you, you know, keep moving, blah, blah, blah.
And that's the worst one, getting off, because you feel like you're being launched onto the dry land, as I call it,
yeah.
you know, the non-moving land. It feels like you're being launched.
Right, right.
You know, I'm preparing myself for when I'm in my 60s to get through that ride.
Right. Well, I mean,
I got to start stretching now.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. It's a little slower, but the you know, the people move is the same thing. You know, you got that track that's just constantly moving, and
mm-hmm.
like I said, it's a little bit slower. So, and you have more room and time before you get to the escalator to go down. But still, you need to, you know, Spaceship Earth for that matter too. I mean,
yeah.
they're all the same type of ride vehicle.
Yeah, Spaceship Earth's the same way, because
yeah.
it's constantly moving the track. But the thing of it is like I said, is try to switch it up if you can. I mean, because all these rides, there's so many of them, there's so much going on that you miss some of this. Think about it on Spaceship Earth. There's so much to look at. I always tend to look left
right.
when I'm on the left side.
Right. No, you're right. It's absolutely. I mean, I'm just going through the ride in my mind, and, you know, you're looking at the monk that fell asleep on his desk and, you know, all that mm-hmm. stuff, and you got to really stretch your neck to see some of the stuff on the other side. I mean, just think of the garage where they invented the first computer. I mean, how many times have you looked in there, and there's so much to see if you look mm-hmm. what's on the ground, what's on the wall, what's the calendar, what's the date it's set to, why is it, you know, you could, there's just so much to see and take in, you know, that if you weren't on that side of the ride vehicle, you'd just get a fleeting glimpse of it as the vehicle moves by.
Yeah, because I feel not that I'm trying to see the other side, but I feel bad for my wife because there's a lot of rides that there's some things that I know she's not seeing because of my big head on the left-hand side.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like this time, because it's been a while, I'm going to make a point that I get on Spaceship Earth first and hold her hand.
Right.
You know, let her, like, still guide her in, but bring her in the ride instead of jumping on, letting her in first all the time, because it would be better for her. I mean, it's going to be against, every time I do it, it goes against every belief I have, because I don't think Brenda has gotten in my car since we've been together without me holding the door for her.
Right, I mean,
I still do that. I mean, every day her and mom get in, I stay on the left, I let them in the car, I shut the doors, and I get in and drive. Just how I was brought up. And the same thing with the stores, the doors, the restaurants, I always hold the door. I end up being Carlton the doorman, and she's in the restaurant for 10 minutes.
Right.
Because I'm letting the next five couples through.
They're already eating their appetizers by the time you get
exactly.
to the table.
Exactly. I end up, you know, remember Carlton the doorman?
Yes, I do.
But that's who I end up being. So it's like, but on the ride, sometimes you need to switch it up. And there's so many cues and so many different things that if you're in this hurry with FastPass all the time, I think you miss stuff.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. And you know, like I said earlier, to each his own. Some people that, you know, their badge of honor, if you will, is how many attractions they got on in a single day without waiting or with minimal wait. And, you know, for some you know, that's fine. And for others, they'd rather do only three or four attractions, but experience them, you know, Ooh. From soup to nuts, if you will, from the very first time you step into the queue to even, you know, we didn't even talk about this, too. Not only is it, you know, pre-queue, if you will, but take the Haunted Mansion. I mean, you have the cemetery that's up there, and there's some things you can do and see mm-hmm. even after you get off the attraction. And again, most people blow right out of there, and they're, you know, already got their sights set on, you know, Frontierland or wherever they're heading next. But there's a lot of cool things in the I guess it'd be the post attraction queue, if you will, on Haunted Mansion that I always take time to stop and enjoy.
Well, it's the same thing with Test Track. Imagine going in there, Fast Pass and that. You don't get to design the car. You don't get to see what your data is at the end if you go Fast Pass.
Right, right.
You're missing half of it. And then the other one is like Dinosaurs with Felicia Rashad. Don't you enjoy the whole spiel of that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, well, is that the old one? Did she still do it now? I think they replaced her, right?
But what I'm getting at is you would have missed that. Like, most people just go right through, hurry.
Yep.
You know, I like to look at the – me and – there's been times where it's been so slow. Like, you go there – because me and Brenda go to least crowded times of the year. Like, we like to stop and look at all the pictures and the different – learn about what you're going to actually see when you're on the ride.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it sets the stage, and that's why they do it. I mean, you know, they don't just spend this money just to spend it. I mean, you know, like you were explaining to me a couple of shows ago, and I am going to do this, you know, the Tower of Terror. I mean, I don't like that attraction, and I won't go on it, but I've never experienced a queue, and you were saying that I could and should do that and then just take the chicken exit and not go on the attraction. I'm definitely going to do that.
Yeah, just explain to the cast member, listen, because the last couple times I did that was friends and family were going on. My wife don't like me doing that because of my back.
Right.
She gets nervous. She don't want my back going out and it ruins our whole trip.
Right.
Because I had to do Tower of Terror again. But I do like the whole queue. I like everything about it. I enjoy, you know, it's just awesome. The whole setting in there, the money they spent just to develop that queue. And just tell the cast members you're going, I'm going to chicken out. I just wanted to see the inside of that.
Right.
And they'll show you, tell you what you have to do.
Now, do you go up to go in the chicken exit, or is it on the first floor?
Well, you can if you want. You can do it. There's different ways. There's different levels you can go. But there's always a bailout, and then you can walk back down.
Right, right.
So you'll be fine.
Yeah, because
you'll be fine.
I'd be nervous to say, oh, sorry, you're up here now. There's only one way down. But I know for safety reasons alone, that's not the case. But
no.
I'd be worried.
There's so many cues that you have to see and do that I think ruins half the ride if you don't do it. Like, imagine Muppets without anything if you were just standing there.
Right, right. No, it's true. I mean, I know, you know, some of those jokes and all that stuff. I mean, some of that stuff in the queue is better than the attraction.
No, absolutely. There's so many rides that are like that. Like Pirates, even that. I mean, every time we go on it, we pretty much walk. But I'll have people pulling me along because I still can't get over how awesome all the money and all everything went into just building those caveways, those entryways.
Yeah, I mean, if you stop, you know, you got the cannons and the cannonballs, and then you got the two pirates that are playing chess. I mean, it's just all – I mean, you know, I can tell this story. I mean, I never knew those two pirates were down there playing chess the first couple of times I went on it because, again, I was blowing right through there and didn't have time or didn't take the time, I should say, to even look. And then, you know, I had listened to a podcast, and they were saying how – the two pirates allegedly are locked in perpetual checkmate, I guess, and that's part of the joke there. But, you know, I never even saw that, and that's a cool little thing there that, again, if you're not looking for it or taking the time to look through each of the metal bars, like you said, or looking in every, you know, window, nook and cranny, you're going to miss stuff like that.
No, it's a lot of fun, and even on the way out, like, everybody's in such a rush. You get in, get out. Like, I'll let people – go ahead, go by. I 5 minutes ain't going to kill me. I waited all year to get here. I want to see this. This is part of the ride. Like, I don't get how people don't comprehend it. As even Toy Story. Could you imagine going through Toy Story if you did Fast Pass every time?
Right, right. It would be kind of anticlimactic. You're right, because, it, you know, just the Mr. Potato Head alone is – you know, you imagine not seeing that or whatever. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, my, like my wife, she gets annoyed because she's claustrophobic, kind of. So I understand it, and I feel bad for her.
Right.
But the conversation that it strikes up to see all them old games, Mousetrap, all that stuff,
right.
It brings back your childhood.
Exactly.
And it's time you're spending with your family. We're all standing in line just talking instead of everybody being in their own room hiding, you know, like at home.
Right.
We're all doing our own thing. We're all in our own world half the time.
Yep, yep.
It's just nice to be there talking. I mean, you get – it's actually – the reason they do it is conversation pieces is what everything is in that Toy Story to me.
Yeah, and it's so true. I can remember like it was yesterday, my wife explaining to my kids about, you know, this game or the Barrel of Monkeys, what's that all about? And, you know,
yeah. To
my kids, they had never heard of it. But, you know, my wife is, oh, yeah, we had that, we had this, and we used to do that. And, you know, it was a neat little family time type thing that, like you said, we never would have experienced if we just, you know, cut that out, or if it was no wait and we just got right on, we'd have missed out on all that, and that would have been a shame.
Yeah, the Fast Pass, I mean, you Fast Pass that ride, you miss all that.
Right, right.
You're basically gone, and, like, the Lincoln Logs, I admit, they brought a tear to my eye.
Yeah, as a builder, right? You would.
Yeah,
would.
But I also remember my dad, because my mom and dad separated when I was young, and he had the Lincoln Logs at his house, and I couldn't wait to get there on the weekend to start building my, you know, my forts for my army men and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
it was like,
yeah.
I'd build all these forts. I'd be on the rainy day, I'd be building Lincoln Logs all day. If it was nice out, I'd be playing baseball.
Yep.
Rainy day, I'd be playing with Lincoln Logs all day. And they brought back memories and brought memories of my dad back.
Yep, yep.
You know, him coming over and laying there asking me what the fort was.
Right.
Where you don't get that. Everybody, you're in such a hurry, I'd have missed all that.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, and it is a great attraction, no doubt about it, but they certainly did a lot of research, obviously, and spent a lot of time on that queue and put a lot of detail, and you know, it shows. I mean, you know, you probably named three or four different games or puzzles, whatever you want to call them, that, you know, were from our childhood, but I'm sure there's probably many, many more than that in there that we haven't even mentioned or we've already forgotten about.
Oh, well, remember as a kid, if Mousetrap worked, how happy you
were?
Oh,
yeah, yeah, that was a miracle in itself.
Yeah, and the other memory I have is my mom and me. Do you remember the game Connect 4?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I used to be so happy when I beat her because,
right.
You know, as a kid playing that, I remember us sitting at the kitchen table playing that for, you know, hours. I know she's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
But my mom's no longer with me. But when I see stuff like that, I remember things of her, all that stuff.
Yep.
I mean, even the queue, as crazy as it is, just how awesome is the entryway at Hall of Presidents?
Oh, yeah. That's, again, with all the flags and all that stuff, I mean – oh, Hall of Presidents, sorry, am I at the wrong one?
Yeah.
But either one, I mean, it's just very patriotic, to say the least.
But, I mean, usually people wait till like, to look for the show times, and they're hoping to walk right in as the Hall of Presidents is beginning.
Right, but again, you miss sometimes. I forget the cast member's name, but I've been in there many a times where you have that cast member that's a history buff or whatever he is, and he engages and interacts with the kids and the adults for that matter, and he'll do trivia and stuff about the United States and about the presidency, and he's teaching you something, but at the same time, he's you know, performing as almost like a street misfire character. Have you ever seen him in there? In the Hall
absolutely,
of Presidents.
I have.
Yeah.
Because I like to walk around. Like, Brent, we like to see the dresses and the different, you know, it's history in there.
Right, right.
And you never know what they're going to, every once in a while, they'll add new artifacts in there that you don't realize they're updating stuff or changing stuff out because it's on loan from different places.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I mean, everybody's in such a hurry. That's why I say all the time, slow down, look around, and enjoy the view. I mean, because you're going to miss half the fun on half of these things.
Right.
I mean, I know you think Ellen's stupid, but even the beginning of that, if you miss the Jeopardy, you miss some of the fun. I know you don't want it now, but if you originally never seen that. Yeah. The ride ain't the same without.
Right. No, I mean, I love the ride vehicles, and, you know, I like the premise of the show and all that, but it's just, you know, I think it needs
got
to
old
be.
To you.
Yeah, it needs to be updated, but I wouldn't be for getting rid of Ellen, so to speak, but if they could update it and maybe change some of the audio animatronics in there, they could still tell the story of Energy, because it's still applies today, but, you know, they could do it in a more modernized way, I think.
Well, you know what I think the problem with that ride is?
What's that?
I think the reason they haven't done anything yet is because Ellen. Ellen is so popular.
Right.
But Ellen works for Universal.
Right.
So they can't really do anything with her because she's owned by Universal.
Yeah, she's under contract, and I'm sure there's a clause in there that, you know, she can't work for Disney, or I don't know if it's that specific, but I wouldn't be surprised if it isn't.
Yeah, because I think the new Nemo, I think that probably took half as long as it did is because of all the conflict between who she works for and Disney.
Right.
Because now they're doing Finding Dory.
Right.
But I don't think that Ellen could be her personality. There's probably all kind of reasons why they can't redo that ride because of contractual reasons. It's kind of like how Universal keeps Spider-Man and all them, but I don't think they could do it. They can't do a new Spider-Man ride.
Right, right. Not east of the Mississippi.
Yeah, because Disney owns the property now, but it exists already, so they can't make them take it down. I think that's the same thing with Ellen.
Right, right. Well, I mean, the other choice, obviously, is you redo it, and Ellen has nothing to do with it. I mean, go ahead.
But I think that's the reason why they don't want to redo it, because Ellen's one of the most popular personalities on TV right now.
Right, right. They're taking advantage of her late developing popularity with her talk show and stuff. When she did that for Disney, she wasn't near as popular, and you're right, it's almost like free advertisement almost, you know, when the kids say, oh, yeah, we know Ellen, or we've seen it on TV or whatever, they can make that connection, and Disney don't have to do a thing to promote that.
Exactly, and the thing of it is we think as normal as us being Disney junkies have been there 30, 40, 50 times, it's old, but we tend to forget that every year there's millions of people going there that's never been there before.
Right, right, right.
So what's old to us isn't old to everybody else, so the ride still has the effect of Ellen being on it.
Right, other than she's, you know, 30 years younger when you see her in that movie or whatever, you know, so it's...
It don't matter. I'm still excited to see Walt as a kid, aren't you?
Yeah, no doubt.
If you're a fan, you're a fan. I mean, just like you with Aerosmith. You don't mind seeing old Aerosmith videos, do you?
No, don't bother me any.
Exactly, because you love Aerosmith, and it's kind of like... These people love Ellen, and maybe it shows the kids what she was like when she was young. You know, there's all different aspects to it, but she's really so darn popular, it'll be stupid for them to take it down.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, I don't go to, I can't tell you the last time I've been in there that, all the ride vehicles have been full. In fact, the last couple of times we've been through, there's only been one running. You know how at the end of the movie, there's room for, I think, three vehicles to pull out all at the same time? There's only been, like, the center one that's been full of people, or however they did it. I don't remember. But it's been many years since I've seen, that thing full. But, I would imagine at peak times, when people are there, that, people go on it because, one, it's something you don't need a fast pass for, and, two, it gets you out of the hot weather and that. So I would imagine people definitely do it, especially, I mean, if they've never seen it, they're definitely doing it. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, we pretty much do it every time because I enjoy it. I laugh still at some of the funny jokes.
Right.
And just takes the load off for 40 minutes. You know what I'm saying? You just chill.
Yeah.
I bring a snack in my pocket, but don't tell everybody.
No, we will keep that between you and I.
Shh, quiet, please. And then, I'll snack on something. I'll reach in my camera bag and have my 20-ounce Pepsi that was in there frozen from the night before, and I'm having a good old time. It's like my own personal drive-in movie.
Yeah, no doubt. And I will say, I mean, that whole ride vehicle system and the way they do it where you go, there's the movie part of it at the end. not when they, you know, when you go into the, you know, I call it the theater there at the end, but, you know, there's still quite a few scenes of audio automatronics that are, you know, yeah, they're dated and they could be updated and, you know, they're some of the older ones that don't move very well. But if you really think about all the different ones you go through, I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Absolutely. I just love Berman. Back, 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 back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's good times. I just, it's a fun ride to me. I enjoy, everything don't have to be the greatest, newest, new technology. I like the nostalgia of the rides that I remember every year that I go back.
No doubt about that.
Speaking of movies, what about the entrance to the Great Movie Ride? Isn't that awesome?
With
seeing all the old movies and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, like they got
going in.
Mary Poppins dress, and they got different artifacts from movies that they show you in the queue.
Yeah, because there's many times where I've been in there where it's been totally packed and you watch like 30 movies.
Right.
And, you know, back in the earlier day, but then you'll go in there sometimes and you can just run through the movie lines is what I call them.
Right.
But me and Brent, again, we'll let people go. I like to see what new artifacts they have hanging in there.
Yeah, they tend to change them out pretty frequently. And, you know, generally they're top-notch artifacts, if you will. They're original pieces from, you know, like I said, Mary Poppins or maybe a Broadway show or something like that. And, you know, unless you go into the city or something, you'd never be able to see something like that. So that's always awesome to see.
And the sad part is the backlot tour. The most impressive part of that is just the prop house you walk through and see Tim Taylor's tractor, his lawnmower.
Yeah.
That's the best part of the backlot tour now, besides that and the gushing, you know, the water tower breaking.
Yeah, Catastrophe Canyon back there and all that stuff. Yeah, that's a shame because, you know, I remember back when the pirate movies were hot, they had the one of those bone cages that they were swinging on. I think it was the second movie, if I'm not mistaken. But they actually had one of the one of those there, and that was relevant. I mean, I was surprised that they brought it in so soon after the movie was released. And it was nice to see because it was something everyone could you know, relate to, and it wasn't something that was, you know, 20, 30 years old, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. It just, it like all this stuff, and we wanted to get into the queues a little bit. The conversation came up just because of a Mine Train, and I wanted to get fast passes, and I was all bummed out that I wasn't going to have time, and then I thought and said, Doug, why do you want to go fast pass through that? Enjoy it, man. You want to see it. That's the Disney difference.
Yeah, no doubt. And like I said, worst case scenario, if you do get the fast passes when you check in, which you will be able to do, then, you know, maybe you see it twice. You go through once, you know, without the queue, and then, you know, take your time. Or maybe, like you said, if your wife goes back to the resort or something, maybe you can pop on over and set in line and enjoy the queue.
Yeah, because I like talking to – I'm the rare bird, too, that I enjoy talking to strangers. That's why we're doing this.
Right.
I don't mind striking up a conversation with people and friends and meeting them from other parts of the country and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, my wife's a little shyer that way, where she'll roll her eyes, oh, here he goes again, getting in conversation with somebody else.
Well, now that you got cards for our podcast, you have to take a stack of them because you can give them out in queue lines.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to be it for this week's show. You got anything you want to plug, Dan?
No, that's pretty much it. Like I said, just glad to be up and running and get back to some normal podcasting on a weekly basis. So everything's good.
Yeah, don't forget to hop over on Podbeam and type in WDW Main Street and you'll find us. And if you guys want to email any kind of questions, anything to the show, we appreciate you guys again for hanging in with us. We're sorry about the delay, but we're glad to be back. The positive thing is there's going to be 5 shows up this week, which, you know, you have to listen to us 5 times. I don't know how good that
That's
is.
That's torture.
Yeah. But if you need to contact us, you can get us at wdwmmsmpodcast@gmail.com. So send out all your information, or our Twitter handle, again, is WDW Main Street, the same as the new podcast name. So that's going to be it. We enjoyed talking to you this week, and I hope you guys have a wonderful week, and be good, Dan. You're buying.
All right. You stuck me with the bill.
All right, talk to you later, buddy.
See you next week.
Well, that's going to be it, guys. Me and Den's going to hop off our stools. It was another fun day of talking Disney with you. And don't forget our sponsors, American Tourist Travel, Scooter Vacations, and David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you need to find any of our fine sponsors, hop on our website at www.mainstreetmemories.com. And again, thanks for joining us, and talk to you real soon.